Today we celebrate one interesting event in salvation history, the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord, when God made known to the world himself as the baby Jesus. This event in history is interesting in so many ways. There are a lot of questions like, were the Magi kings or astrologers or both? What were their names? Although they are not named in the Gospels, tradition would tell us that they are Gaspar, Melchor, and Baltasar. Where did they come from? Was there really a star? Some scientists would say that it was Halley's Comet, or the conjunction of two or three more planets. Some theologians would say that there never was a star. But whatever the questions or the answers to the questions, we should not miss what this means for us. What is important is the message of God for us and what it could do to make us much nearer to Jesus. As we can see in the three readings that we have today, and even the responsorial psalm, we have the underlying theme that ties all readings. It is telling the faithful that we are all called to go to God, and not just the faithful, but every human being in the world. In the first reading, Isaiah says, "Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance." In the second reading, Paul writes, "In Christ Jesus, the Gentiles are now co-heirs with the Jews, members of the same body, and sharers of the promise through the preaching of the gospel." In the gospel, we have the Magi, non-Jews, who followed the star in search of Jesus, and when they had found Jesus, they worshiped him. We also have to understand that everyone is called, from the rich and mighty to the poorest of the poor. Jesus manifested himself to everyone, and not just to people, but even to the animals. The Epiphany of Jesus was to all of creation. One question that could be asked about this solemnity is, how did the Magi know about Jesus? And this is a tough question. We would not be surprised about the Jews, for it is in Scripture. Herod consulted the chief priests and scribes, and they all were one in telling him of where the Messiah was to be born. The Jews knew of the coming of the Messiah. But for the Magi, what did they have that would tell them about Jesus? This is one mystery of God, a mystery which is very much evident until today. Everyone is drawn to search for God. Everyone searches for God. Every civilization here on earth tries to reach out to God in varying ways, except for the atheists who flatly denies the existence of God because it is too much for their minds to accept the existence of someone who dictates how we should lead our lives. The Magi saw a bright light in the sky. It might not have been a star, but I believe that it was a real star. Perhaps the light was the enlightenment of their minds because of their search for God. But nevertheless, when their minds were enlightened, they followed that light. Now compare that to Herod and the priests and the scribes. They knew of the light. They knew of the Messiah. But they never followed the light. They never went to the light. Why? Because just like the atheists and the church, they knew that somehow they have to change their ways once they have found the Messiah, of which they could not do so. They could not give up what they had and submit to Jesus. One important thing that the gospel is telling us also is the submission of the Magi to a baby. The Magi, no matter what they were, kings or astrologers or both, definitely were wise men, for they submitted themselves to Jesus. They bowed and acknowledged that this baby born in a stable is God. It means that it is wise for us to submit to Jesus. When we humble ourselves to Jesus, our life becomes blessed. The grace that flows into our lives could be endless. Grace allows us to always follow the bright star, to follow Jesus. The journey towards the bright star is not without hardships, but just like the Magi, we are always guided to tread the safe path. The Magi were warned not to return to Herod. Jesus gives us always a warning when we are in dangerous grounds. But if we do not submit to Jesus, we will fall to the dangers that surrounds us. We ask our Mother Mary to help us always see the light of Jesus and to have the courage to bow and submit ourselves to our Savior.